from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk to our guy, Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Game one in the books. Game two comes up about 1 hour from right now in Cincinnati between the Brewers and the Reds. Good afternoon, Mr. Wagner.
So, you know how Monday I may have been a little harsh on, you know, one of the sponsors, the wonderful Open Loops, and again, love IndyCar, love hearing the sounds coming across the street from the track. I want to make up for it by saying an extra shout out to this sponsor leading in, because I'm currently en route to patronize the fine folks at Discount Liquor. So,
oh, there you go. You and alcohol and Labor Day weekend. I'm shocked.
The only place in town where I can find bottles of Blatz. So, you know, big fan.
Whatever. What are you doing this weekend? You got any big plans?
So you know how dogs are always infinitely smarter than their owners and always get the last laugh?
Uh-huh.
My dog is getting the last laugh on me because I'll be spending this weekend picking up his final gifts throughout my yard. So well, there's a doggy heaven. I'm pretty sure he's up there with my mother laughing hysteric at me, saying, "Ha, take that, sucker. I got you one last time."
So do you get another dog at some point, or are you done?
It's going to be a hot minute before I can do that, but I am going to look into doing some fostering, short-term fostering for senior dogs, because let's face it, they need some love too. And I was pretty blessed to have the dog that I did with me for 12 years.
Dude, that's it, Wags. That's it. Why don't we just run an ad on the station, short-term fostering for Andrew Wagner, and get some women to do some short-term fostering for you, a little loving for you.
Yeah, good luck with that. I think that I may be retired from. After my last experience attempting to date and marry, I if I wasn't questioning my faith right now, I'd be calling the nearest monastery asking for a sign-up sheet.
Oh, you're fine. I love Wagner. So, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Brewers now sitting a season-high 22 games over 500. Sitting obviously comfortably still here in first place, but with a win tonight with DL Hall on the mound, depending what happens with the Phillies, depending what happens with the Dodgers, they could be in a position here to be tied for first in the NL going into the month of September, possibly.
It's Labor Day weekend, and we're having that discussion. Have you been able to wrap your head around that
Amazing.
Yet?
Amazing.
It is incredible. I mean, if this is not the best story in baseball this year, I don't know what the hell is. I mean, it's fascinating to me. But yeah, I mean, listen, tonight's gravy. They burned through their A bullpen in game one to ensure they got at least one victory out of this thing. If they get the victory tonight, great. If not, fine. You got to save your bullets because you're playing four games in 3 days. It's hotter than hell, and you got plenty more to play for at this point. I mean, tonight's icing on the cake, you know? It's if they go out there and they lose 10-0, I would say big deal. We'll see you tomorrow. But it's just impressive that the fact that we're having this conversation on August 30th, 22 games above 500, commanding lead in the division, almost, knock on wood, a guarantee to make the playoffs. It's just, hats off, man. Whatever voodoo magic Mark and Matt and Pat and Ricky are doing over there, it's working.
God bless you for including Ricky Weeks on anything. The Brewers improved to 17-6 this season in starts made by Colin Ray. Another nice stat put out there by Mike Fasalo, Brewers Media Relations Director. Let's look at it from this perspective. We talked about this twice so far on the show today. Willy Adames hits 25 home runs, hits another one today. Now that's the third time in his career he's done it. Earlier in this year, the owner of this team said they tried to get Willy Adames signed, they couldn't, and now because he was having a good year at that point, I think this was back in like May or June, that he doesn't see how they're going to be able to sign him. We went and we looked up top shortstop money around Major League Baseball, and we found guys like Trey Turner and Dansby Swanson, right there around 5 and 6 for shortstops. If he ends up somewhere in that area, which I think he will, we're talking like $25 to $27 million a year. If you were the Brewers and you had that type of money, would you spend it there or would you spend it on a guy like Brandon Woodruff or trying to find a starting pitcher for the front of that rotation?
If I'm Mark and I'm Matt, and I'm not, I mean, I barely have $25, let alone $25 million. You ask if Willie is interested in taking maybe a 2-year deal with a mutual option. And if not, no hard feelings. Thank you for all that you did for this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Franchise, we wish you honestly the best. Here's the thing. Mark would have no problem paying $25 million a year to keep Willy Adames around. The problem with these deals is this is where guys see their chance to lock in themselves, their parents, their grandparents, their children, their grandchildren for life. This is their one and done. So they're looking for those 4, 5, 6, 7-year deals, even longer if you're a true superstar and someone's willing to pay for it. Those are the deals that come back to burn franchises like Milwaukee in the rear end. They just can't take that kind of cost over the long term because eventually you're paying for past production and it doesn't behoove anybody. If they can work out a very short-term deal with Willie, great. If not, I think you take that money. Don't even worry about Brandon Woodruff or a free agent. You start locking up your guys, Bryce Terang, Joey Ortiz. You've already got Trujillo locked in for a minute and would, whoever was saying their rosary today after Trujillo's ankle rolled, good on you.
Not in the lineup tonight, by the way.
Yeah, and understandably so. If you got a chance to truly lock in this core, and this goes way back to, you know, the Guardians in the 90s when they had all those young studs coming up, and they were the first to just lock in their young dudes and build that core.
If that's Albert Bell, Carlos Baerga, all those guys.
If you can find a way to lock those guys in and get some cost certainty as they start, you know, they're still pre-arb, so you don't have to, but their prices are going to go up just based on the formula for renewals and when they hit arbitration. If you can start guaranteeing those costs now all of a sudden, as they keep winning, the revenues keep going up, you're going to have more money to go out there and spend on those free agent supplemental pieces that can plug in there, and you'll be able to get higher name free agents who are looking to get a ring and willing to take a shorter term deal just for the chance to get a ring.
One of those guys we talked about earlier, as far as extending and controlling, Contreras has 3 years left, all RB years. His first year of RB comes up this offseason. We all know how much I love watching the Brewers go into arbitration and hack guys off. So for me, from my perspective, I'd love to buy out 2 years of free agency, give him a 5-year deal, make him nice and happy. He's making like $766,000 this year. So take care of him for 5 years and not have to worry about catcher and move forward from there. What do you think about that?
Well, before that, let's talk about the first thing you said in that statement. Going into arbitration, looking to, quote, hack off players is not, one, it's not like the goal. Two, it's what every team does.
It is what happens. If I get to an arbitration process, then they are going to tell me how I suck and why I don't deserve what I want. You are going to hack off that player from a team standpoint, Brewers or any team, when you, I hate the process, but that's exactly what happens. And then if you have agents that are bad at their job and allow the player to show up in the room to hear what they say about him, then it makes it even worse. See Corbin Burns, see Josh Hader. Like, it's a horrible process, and I would like to avoid it going forward.
Right. Well, the problem is it takes two to tango. So, listen, if you really, truly think that the Brewers were 50 bucks or whatever it was apart with Corbin Burns, you're crazy. I mean, they were not going into negotiations leading up to that saying, okay, you know, here's where we're going to pay you. Here's what you want for 1 year. We're only going to give you X amount. If you don't think the Brewers are trying to see if they can lock this guy up for a couple years, crazy. Arbitration, there is so much more to it than what gets reported. There is so much more to it that goes into the situation, and it sucks for everybody involved. And agents, like you said, that are bad at their job, well, you can look at it water glass full or half empty, because some agents want that, because the last thing they want is for their client to take an undermarket deal to stay somewhere for nostalgia.
Right.
Guys like Boris are going in to extract. They're like an ex-wife in the courtroom, man. They are trying to take everything from you.
Yeah, okay, fine. I agree with you. I don't necessarily disagree, but the whole process stinks. And if I can avoid it with my star player, one of my star players like William Contreras, I'm going to try and get it done.
And the thing is, agents look at that opportunity as a chance to try and trick a team into overpaying. And that's where the problem goes. It is like any negotiation. It just happens to be for $1 million, and it happens to be in the public eye. I'm sure the Brewers would love to lock up William Contreras and buy out some of his RBs and get into free agency. The player's got to be willing to do that. And if the player's not willing to do that, it doesn't matter if you drive a Brinks truck up to his house. I mean, at the end, I say this a million times. This is not MLB The Show. This is not your fantasy league. At the end of the day, there's other human being involved for any number of reasons unbeknownst to us peasants can just say no.
That Cheerio deal is going to be the steal of the decade before this is all said and done. He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He'll be picking up dog poop this weekend. Thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.